الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
A day or 2 days ago, we received a report from the news agencies that Saddam Hussein has spoken about diverse things in his illegitimate parliament. He has uttered falsehood, one of them being that the Persian is not a Muslim. According to the logic of this man who has no belief in Islam, you gentlemen who attained the honor of making the pilgrimage to Mecca are not Muslims. All the Muslims of the world living in the east and west of the globe are not Muslims. A Persian is not a Muslim. A Turk is not a Muslim. A Baluch is not a Muslim. A Pakistani is not a Muslim. The Muslims of India are not Muslims, and the Indonesians are not Muslims. To be Muslims is exclusive to the Arabs like Saddam and Ba'ath parties of Iraq. This is the logic of a man who is ignorant of Islam and of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Shiism. In one of his speeches, he says that the day that, God willing, the general reformer who is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will appear, do not think a miracle will take place and the world will be reformed overnight. Rather, the despots and oppressors will be suppressed and isolated by hard efforts and sacrifices. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, Imam is talking to a special group that thinks that when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will have the reappearance, or when he will appear, he will change everything overnight. We have the Sunni school of thought that believes in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Every single school of thought in Islam, they all believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But as a Shia, we believe that he's been born and he is in occultation and he will gonna have the reappearance inshallah. And therefore, we know that he is waiting for a specific time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will permit him to have the reappearance.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi salli ala
Some people, they think that Imam will change everything over the night, whereas Imam Khomeini is saying, no, don't think that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will change everything overnight. It's going to take a lot of efforts. It's going to take a lot of sacrifices, and we must get prepared for it. And even before the reappearance of the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we must prepare the grounds of his reappearance. We must get prepared. We must prepare our nation, our youth, our generations. We must prepare our country to be a place of peace for him. We must prepare people as the army of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, so that when he comes, when he raises his voice against the oppression, we must accompany him, we must follow him, and we must follow him in its true way, because this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will change this world into a peaceful world with the leadership of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which is the verse of chapter Nur, verse 55. Therefore, we must prepare ourselves. We must be prepared with our actions, with our deeds, with our sayings, with training ourselves and our kids in a way that we must be against the oppression, so that tomorrow when he comes, we are in the army of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.